Michael Faraday's Candle, Burn, by Darcy Pattison, illustrated by Peter Willis. It was 3 p.m. on December 28, 1848, in London, England. Horses whinnied. Excited boys and girls stepped out of carriages into the crowded one-way Albemarle Street and pushed into the Royal Institution. They were excited. This was a day that they would not talk about science. Instead, they would see science. Mr. Michael Faraday, director of the laboratory, would be giving the children's Christmas lecture. It cost 1 guinea to attend. About 4,000 people crowded onto hard wooden benches. The 3-story auditorium was stacked so everyone in the audience could see the experiment desk. In previous years, some experiments turned fiery. People sat back, not too close. Mr. Faraday stepped up to the lecture table and began, "I bring before you the chemical history of a candle." I must first tell you of what candles are made. The candle I have in my hand is a stearin candle, made of ox fat. Then here is a sperm candle, which comes from the purified oil of the sperm whale. Here also are yellow and refined beeswax, from which candles are made. Here, too, is that curious substance called paraffin and some paraffin candles. Now as to the light of the candle. We will light one or two and set them at work. The candle is a solid. And how is it that this...